And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rockcod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Bob Aronson from Angler Management. We're going to be talking fishing. Yeah, fishing local yellowtail, fishing offshore tuna, and fixing your outboard, too. You stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you love to cast surface iron and other jigs, plus fish the Shimano Waxwing, there has never been a reel that was made for the job until now. Shimano is proud to introduce Tranx, the dream reel for casting and retrieving lures. Smoothness, castability, and powerful gears. Tranx has it all, plus the Shimano X-Ship feature for superior smoothness, increased power, and phenomenal gear life. Match all this up with 25 pounds of max drag and the game is over. Tranx has a low-profile design for ergonomic comfort and the variable brake system. Super free spool and level wind will allow you more consistent casting, unbelievable distance and line management. No more line piling up on one side on your retrieve. Tranx can actually make a better jig fisherman out of you. Stop by your local Shimano dealer to see it for yourself. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Experience Tranx on a Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminar or the next casting contest.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
Since the fly fishing craze has come on, I'd say a good 30% of our business now is fly fishing. And Jeff DeBrown does a great job. He's our fly fishing guide. And the fishermen in particular, fly fishermen, love to run up and down the beach on the quads. And they catch a lot of rooster fish. In fact, they're not known for taking artificial lures. They're a sucker for flies. And they'll catch everything else, too. They catch yellowfin, they catch marlin, sailfish, dorado. And they like the program down there. It's very relaxing. And people feel like the ranch is their home. It's certainly the getaway or their secret spot, I guess, would be a better description. And the number one comment that we always get is, don't change a thing. Our emphasis, just like it always has been, is we don't change. We'll make our program better, but we don't change it. RanchoLeonero.com.
The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a really fun show today.
A really fun show, our buddy Bob Aronson from Angler Management. Good morning, Bob.
What up, Bob?
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, pull that microphone right close to you there, and let's talk fishing.
Yeah,
you were fishing yesterday.
Is there fishing going on?
Yeah. You've been. I mean, here it is, the middle of the deep, dark winters.
Everywhere it's cold.
Yeah, snowing everywhere, pouring rain in Northern California.
Isn't this just a terrible time to fish?
Oh, yeah, and we have sunshine and blue skies in San Diego. And fish biting.
Yes, it's been incredible. Yeah. It's been, this is just, you know, one of those years to remember again.
Yeah,
it's, big
time.
I've never seen anything like it personally in my life, and I've been fishing this coast for over 40 years.
Yeah.
So.
Fishing that local yellowtail pretty heavy lately.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's the thing, you know, right now. That's the fun fish to catch right now.
Man.
And we were on them yesterday, and it's a slow pick, but it's all quality fish.
Takes
that's
your patience,
thing.
Right?
Yeah.
So cool.
Patience is the name of the game right now, but it pays off.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the business, Angler Management. How did it all start? What do you do?
Well, I, you know, it. That's a good question.
How did I get into this fishing thing?
Darn it. I've been doing that for a long, long time, you know, the charter thing and stuff. I've been chartering my skiff and everything. And then, obviously, everybody knows me, too, from working on their outboard motors and things like that.
Right.
It seems like it works. It just works for me. I mean, this is the way I look at it. I feel like I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I've got the two best jobs I could ever think of having.
That's for sure.
Most people would love to have the one best job. Yeah. Both of them I love
two
the jobs.
Job. Yeah. So let's start with one gig you do, and that's a mobile repair business for outboards, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Specialize in Yamaha?
I'm getting close to 100% Yamaha right now.
Are you really? Okay. Yeah, but you will work on other outboards, too.
Yeah, Suzuki, Yamaha are kind of the majority, but Yamaha is the majority of it. For
and
sure.
I'll say straight up, Bob is who I use exclusively, nothing but, and just couldn't possibly be happier. Mm-hmm. You know, and same with the whole family, Mom and Dad and all the boats we've ever had, it's always been by Bob. And just the convenience of having, one, a guy that you know that you can trust, but two, you know, it takes a day out of a guy that's scheduled or has difficulty getting the boat up to somewhere and then the difficulty getting the boat back somewhere. Having a guy that you can trust who's an awesome mechanic but be able to come to the boat is an invaluable thing.
Yeah, you come right to where the boat is.
Yes. Yeah, that's what
you don't have a shop.
Prefer.
Your shop's in the back of your truck.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I shouldn't even say this, but I do have to bring boats home and things like that in my driveway. My wife wants to kill me. But,
yeah.
But, you know, I mean, if it's a bigger job or something like that, I do what I do. I've got basically all the equipment that any dealership would have.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
All the high-tech test equipment.
That, well,
especially because you were a dealership.
I've got everything.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I was a dealership.
Yeah.
And
then you got smart and
exactly.
went mobile.
Boy, I'll tell you, that was the best move I ever made, I'll tell you.
Yeah. So then there's another phase of your business, and that is the charter business. And
the
you
charter
have
business.
Two beautiful boats that you run charter. First of all, how do you find time to do all this stuff? You have
right?
two charter boats you run. You run a mobile repair business that keeps you busy a lot. I know that for sure. And how do you get time to do all this?
You know, it drives me crazy at times. I mean, as you can imagine, I'm just super, super busy. And especially when the season gets here, I'm trying to let people know, you know, what's going on and stuff like that. I try to keep them informed and stuff to where they understand the best time to get me for service and stuff is this time of year right now. You know,
because come
get her done because summertime. They might have to wait a little bit longer when it's fishing time.
Yeah, you know, if you know your outboard's in the high 90-hour range, you know you're going to be hitting your 100-hour service within a couple of trips. Just go ahead and get it
Call
done now.
And get on the books.
Yeah, get it in now so that it's not when things are as crazy as they can be.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So tell us about the operations of Angler's Management, the sport fishing fleet. Oh, wait a minute. I just figured something out. Bob's working on the boats, and he figured out, well, you know what? How do I get all this time to go fishing that I need to get in? So, you know what? I'll just charter the boats and go take people fishing. That way I can get my fishing.
Exactly.
Right?
That has a lot to do with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just my love of the ocean. I've always, you know, when I was younger, I don't anymore, but I used to surf. And then fish and all that. And I just, you know, you get it in your blood and you can't get it out.
That's
you know?
For real.
It sure doesn't hurt to have the two boats that you guys have to run trips on. I mean, it just because you cover everything.
Yeah, it's been really fun. We've got a 26-foot Scout center console. I call that my island boat. I really believe that is about as good a boat as you can get for four guys to fish the islands. I mean, it really, really does do a good job.
Super comfortable, center console, stable.
Yeah, that
very
boat
fast,
is just
big bait capacity.
Yeah, it's kind of too fast right now. But.
Yeah, you just put the new 200 four-stroke Yamahas on there.
Yeah, wow.
Twin 200 four-strokes on a 26-footer.
I mean, that thing is just going from F-150s to the new four-cylinder F200s is, I mean, I can't even, I still, I've had them on there now for a year, and I still can't believe what I see for fuel economy.
Because you, yeah, you said you went up in fuel economy, and you went up in horsepower and up in fuel economy.
Up 100 yeah. horsepower and up, yeah, and that, up in that, fuel economy.
Yeah, yeah.
One's supposed to go up while the other goes down.
And, you know, guys are going, oh, really, you're getting better fuel economy. Well, you know, you're thinking maybe 5%, maybe 10%. How about 25% is what I'm getting?
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no
that's
kidding.
Crazy.
That is.
Yeah.
And that's the new Yamaha four-cylinder four-stroke.
Yeah, yeah. Advanced. Those things are really efficient.
Super efficient.
Really, really nice motors. Quiet. I mean, it's much quieter than the 150 was.
Quieter?
I know.
Quieter.
That's what I'm saying, too. Like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And, you know, they did something there that I was checking out is, you know, the P-hole. They made that bigger, I think, and I think there was a reason for it. And that was because those motors are so quiet that when you start them, that's what you hear back there.
You
hear them peeing back there like
yeah.
crazy. Well, now it's bigger, and you don't hear it so much.
Oh,
so
no
it's
kidding.
Even quieter.
Oh, geez.
That's funny. I thought you were going to say it needed to be louder, so it gave us a warning.
No,
that's funny.
Yeah.
So the Scout is a beautiful boat. You do four-pack trips.
Yes.
Perfect for 2 to 4 passengers mm-hmm. on that. And then you have...
That boat, too. Let me just say one thing. It's really, really comfortable, and it's also... We take a lot of ladies on that boat, too, because it's got a really nice bathroom in it.
It does.
Rick can attest to that. Rick had one of these boats.
Yeah.
And it's just perfect for what I do. I mean, for islands and stuff like that.
You wouldn't think that a skiff that, like you say, is small and economical and comfortable to ride in, you could bring your wife. And I mean, it's not just a little teeny, you know, porter potty somewhere. I mean, you open the center console door and walk down, you can stand up. It's a full size head.
Full size head.
Plenty comfortable for, you know, bringing your wife.
And you take a lot of kids fishing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Fun. So the next boat is kind of a little bit of an upgrade there. You go to a Cabo 35.
A little
right?
larger.
Yeah, a little larger, a little more luxurious. One of my favorite boats ever made, the Cabo 35.
Yeah.
And that is your other six-pack boat, right?
Right, right. Yeah. That's and that boat's set up really, really nice, too. It's got six separate bunks in the front of it. To where everybody's got a bunk to sleep in. That's a lot of problem with a lot of these six-pack boats
right.
is they usually will have two staterooms, and then somebody's got to sleep on the couch or something like that
right.
or on the floor or whatever. But this one's got a bunk for everybody.
Nice.
And it's nice. It's a comfortable boat. It fishes really well. It's real wide,
uh-huh.
and we carry a ton of bait.
Yeah. And you take groups of 4 to 6 anglers? Wherever they need to go.
Wherever they need to go.
That's cool.
Yeah.
One day, day and a half, whatever.
Yeah, we do actually day and a halves and stuff like that, yeah.
Now, we've set up a series of Let's Talk hookup trips with Angler Management. We have a combination of 4-pack on the Scout or 6-pack on the Cobble 35. It's on our website, hookup1090.com, on the trips page. You'll see several of them. Now, last year, think about the year. Those sold out so quickly that we wanted to get them up early this year to give anglers a chance to, if you want to charter the whole boat, take those dates. Or
that's
if you just want
an
open party spot right now, you can buy an opens party spot, buy a spot for yourself and your friend or just for yourself or whatever, right?
Yeah, most people, last year, I think all the trips just six-packed up. I mean, everybody just said, yeah, we want them all. We want all the spots.
That's so cool.
All the spots.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
bought them all. And you priced them reasonably, gave our listeners a discount on all the trips, and you've got everything from a three-quarter day trip on the Scout to the islands to catch yellowtail, maybe tuna.
Yeah, maybe tuna this year. You never know. Yeah.
And then a day trips on the Cabo 35 and then a day and a half trip on the Cabo 35.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. July day and a half offshore tuna trip right now.
Yeah.
Dude, sign me up for that.
How about that?
Right?
Huh?
Awesome.
Yeah. You know, one other thing I did want to say, you were saying, how do you do all these things? One of the reasons I'm able to do it is my second here, Tony.
Tony came along and
Well, Tony is he's a captain.
Morning, guys.
And,
morning.
He runs trips for me sometimes when I can't.
Yeah.
So that really helps a lot.
Yeah. So I was going to say, Tony two boats.
And I'll tell you, so far, that sucker, he's...
I remember Tony had the magic touch on the tuna last year.
Oh, man. He's doing good.
Yeah. Good for you, Tony.
Yeah. Tony's a good fisherman.
Yeah. And you run the Cobble 35 a lot?
I run whatever Bob puts in front of me.
Okay. There you go. Yeah.
I've been fishing under Bob for many years now, and his experience and tutelage that he's passed down, I mean, it's been a real pleasure to fish with him. I've learned a lot. I learned something new every time. And that's what I really enjoy about being on the boat with him, and I think anybody that comes out for a charter this year, is he makes it fun and enjoyable. I mean, he loves it. He truly loves the sport. And just being on the boat, I mean, you're going to have fun.
That's
cool. That's really cool.
That's great. So it's either Bob or Tony running the boats, right?
Yeah.
Period. Or maybe sometimes you get both of you.
Oh, well, when I'm running the boat, Tony's with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's cool.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. A lot to talk about. We haven't even ventured into the fact that these guys are both going to be at Fred Hall, Long Beach, and Del Mar talking about angler management. So we'll enter into that, too.
Yeah, lots of great info. And, boy, you want to talk about a couple of guys that know a whole lot about what's going on right now. It's going to be a great show full of good information, and we would love to have you join us this morning. Phone lines are already getting packed up. It's going to be a very busy morning. But if you want to get your chance to call, right now would be your best opportunity with our local line. It's the only line open into the building right now. 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 open right now. Or you can reach us toll-free. Our toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090, our toll-free number. And not only do we have Bob and Tony here talking all kinds of great fishing, talking Yamaha service, we got a lot of great info coming up. Cool catch reports. It's going to be a very fun show today. We've also got a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And that's a three-quarter day trip to go fishing aboard the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing with Captain Ryan Boston and just get in on that awesome fishing that's been going on right now. I know there's great yellowtail fishing at the islands, great yellowtail fishing local. It's just a three-quarter day trip whenever you're ready to go fishing on board. Without question, the nicest three-quarter day boat out there.
Yeah, you bet.
Well, as you can hear, it's going to be a great show. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The classifieds are spread across.
The ultimate one-stop shop for everything you need for a great day on the water is Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Dana Landing has the best in six-pack fishing, featuring several boats, including the new Double Down, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with legendary sandwiches, salads, and more, plus all the ice and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for everything you need for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to giving great advice and sharing their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is at the end of the 67th Freeway on Maple View in Lakeside. And Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Good morning. Genren boats are the most requested on the East Cape because of our unparalleled service. From novice fishermen and children to the most seasoned veteran, Genren crews are sensitive to anglers' needs. Our immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers are fully equipped with accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Sibrod electronics. For fishing packages, weekly fish reports, and two live webcams, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts and will provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, talking angler management with Bob and Tony here. Obviously, Tony, you're captain too, right?
Yes, sir.
So we've got Captain Tony and Captain Bob. There we go. All right, let's go ahead and jump to the jam-packed phone lines. They want to talk to Bob and Tony, so let's do it.
Every single phone line full this morning. Why don't we start it off with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, thanks for getting us started here at Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, captains and Pete and Rick. Thanks for taking my call this morning.
Thanks for joining us.
My question are for the captains. If I were to charter your Cabo for a day and a half, two-day trip, what could I expect? And maybe you can compare and contrast the differences between your boat and going out on, you know, a much larger boat for a two, you know, where you got 25, 30 anglers.
Oh, okay. That part of it's easy, but
it's a spoiler.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, you're basically fishing with your six best friends or a real small group that you get to know real well, instead of fishing with 25, 30, 50, 60 guys, whatever. I've been seeing these boats out there trying to fish this yellowtail with 70 people on board and stuff like that, and lines going everywhere and getting tangled everywhere, and I'm sure pushing and shoving and little elbow action, but
it's the personal thing.
It's just it's a lot different. We can actually work with you personally and stuff like that and stuff instead of you're just being a number in the crowd.
You want to take the kids out? Great opportunity to introduce kids in a proper way.
I mean, it's just a much higher quality type trip is what it really boils down to, and usually. When you're in a situation like that, too, you're also going to catch more fish per rod than the bigger boats are. You'll see a lot more numbers on a bigger boat, but when it comes right down to it, we usually catch more fish per rod, and that's kind of what the anglers are wanting.
And here's another factor, too, is that Bob and Tony customize trips for you. So let's say you've got a trip plan and the weather's coming up. I know many times, although we had such great weather last year and this year, many times you called them up and said, you know, weather's coming up, we'll go, but here's the factor, right?
Right.
If this is your only time and this is your only everything, I'm happy to take you, but I know you'll have a better experience if you can wait until next Saturday. Do you want to just do that?
I do that all the time for people, you know, whenever I can, of course. I mean, there is times that I can't, but most of the time I can usually move people around a little bit,
And with the precise forecasting that we have. I mean, not precise, but pretty accurate forecasting that we can get, and you know how to read those charts.
Yeah, we've got some really
like
good stuff now to work with. Yeah,
yeah, you can tell, you know.
Yeah.
Like, when's going to blow today, right?
Yeah. And I really enjoy, you know, I want people to have a good time. That's the whole thing.
That's all it's all about.
I do it for fun.
Yeah.
You know, I want to have a good time. I want them to have a good time.
Yeah. So basically, if you go on either Angler Management 2, which is Cabo 35, or the Angler Management, which is the 26-foot Scout. What do you need to bring?
You booked the trip.
What do you need to bring?
That's the other great thing. You don't bring nothing.
Nothing.
The only thing you need to bring, is like your own personal belongings.
Okay. But what about food and such?
Okay, depending on the trip.
Yeah.
Depending on the trip. He was talking about, I believe you were talking about the day and a half trip.
Day and a half, 2-day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't do 2 days. We just do day and a half now.
Okay.
And we got to get that changed on our website.
On your website.
But we do supply the food on that.
Okay.
And
but on the Scout, you just bring your own food and basically.
Right.
What about rods and reels and stuff like that?
All supplied.
You cover all that stuff.
Either way, I mean, a lot of guys have their favorite rods and reels that they want to use.
Right.
You couldn't talk them out of not using it,
and
that's
no problem.
Fine. But I'm going to tell you right now that if you use our gear, you're not going to be disappointed whatsoever. I mean, we use all accurate fishing reels. Most all the reels that we've got on the boat are accurate, including the spinning reels and the conventional reels, and then we're using Phoenix rods and CalStar rods.
Very nice. Good stuff.
And, I mean, it's all top quality, lines always in perfect condition. We've got brand new hooks and everything for you guys to use, weights, whatever is
just
going on.
Walk on the boat and go fishing.
Yeah, that sounds good to me, man.
All right. Hey, very good. Thanks for getting us started, Don. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Sam in Irvine, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Sam? Good morning.
Good morning. I sort of talked about all the questions. I was really interested in the Scout to the Coronados, maybe, because I've taken a lot of new friends out, or new to fishing. They're old friends that are new to fishing out this year, and they were really, you get onto the cattle boat, the party boats. I love them myself, but it's intimidating. So I was really curious as to the setup on the 20-foot, the 4 pack, and what the basic thing would be to take somebody out on that, and the cost on that for. Three-quarter day.
Yeah, if you're talking about fishing the islands, we do a Coronado Island trip. It's kind of a yellowtail special type trip, and that's $1,200 for four guys. And again, everything is supplied on that, except if you guys want a meal type thing, a sandwich or something, you need to bring that. But other than that, we have chips, crackers, sodas, water, all that kind of stuff on the boat for you.
I'll tell you, and all the gear.
All the gear, all the bait, I mean, if you want to bring your own gear, let us know ahead of time, and we will leave some of ours behind, so that we make room for you.
I'll tell you what that boat is insanely perfect for, and I can speak from experience because I had the exact same boat. There is not a better boat to go. If you're a guy that really likes to do the surface iron yellowtail thing and you've done a lot of fish on sport boats, if that fish is up and running around like it was most of the year last year in the flats and at the islands, there is not a boat on the planet that is better than that. Because, one, you're stable. Two, you're extremely fast but quiet. And then the bow is big enough that you could put all four guys up there casting their jigs when you're running on spots of bird schools. I mean, there's not been a boat created that's better than that boat. If you're really into doing the yellowtail thing, get four of your buddies together. You all throw in and split the cost. It becomes very little different than going fishing anywhere else. And you're on a beautiful, extremely fast center console, running from spot to spot to spot, hooking your yellows, winding them in, and on to the next.
Sounds like fun. Now, you also did a lot of, because of the amount of tuna that we had close, you did a lot of tuna trips on that boat, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. The Scout, especially when it's close like that, Scout's a good boat for that. When that stuff gets a little further offshore, I like the Cabo
for
that.
You take the Cabo for
that. Yeah, that boat fish is great.
Comfort and style right
there.
Oh,
yeah,
so sweet.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, then we have a series of those trips. I believe when do they start, Bob? Our Let's Talk Hookup trips with Angler Management.
First one's in April.
April 11th, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a four-pack, $275 a person if you want to buy the whole boat. It's we have a discounted price on that trip for $1,100,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And but I'm telling you guys, I posted all of our Angler Management trips, the four packs as well as the six packs on the Cabo. Book them early.
They broke pretty fast last year.
Yeah, very, very. And that's with any of your dates. You don't want one of our dates? You want to do your own custom charter? Just call
Bob and
get that on the books.
Well, and it's obviously not too early to book a trip because you guys were out yesterday catching yellow. So I mean, the timing is now.
You don't have to wait till
exactly.
Later.
Yeah. It's on.
This is the endless year, the endless summer. I think.
Yeah, Sam, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, Leroy in Rancho Bernardo, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Leroy, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Leroy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good morning.
How's everything?
Good. You have a question, Leroy?
I do. The bluefin Cortez, how long do we anticipate that stuff staying there?
Bob?
Oh, thanks.
Is it going to leave?
Man, if it hasn't left yet, I don't know.
Why would it?
I don't see it leaving. Yeah, I mean,
why would it? Unless we get some horrendous blow that drops the water temperature.
My question is, why is it here now? You know, I mean, it's
warm water and bait.
Yeah. Well, we're having an El Nino. That's why. But yeah. I mean, it's that's why all this yellowtail
and the volume. And, I mean, you know, Captain Mike was saying that. It's better than it was in the summer.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, it's up in 100 fish a trip for the last several trips that have been out there. It's February.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Check out our website, hookup1090.com, with a feature photo of the week. Remember last week Mike gave us a day and a half trip?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Paul from Santee won it, and he said he was going to try and call in today. But he went out on that trip last Wednesday, caught his first tuna of his life.
Oh, that's awesome.
In February, right?
That's a great shot.
What a great time to do that. He sent some photos of his trip. And
right now, too, this could be one of the best times to catch a bluefin right now, too.
Yeah, flat, calm conditions.
Because usually in the summer months, you know, when things start cooking and stuff, the bluefin kind of move off.
Yeah.
And yellowfin take over and things like that.
What about taking the Cabo out there?
Oh, absolutely.
You could do it on a day and a half, right?
Oh, sure.
You want to go make a run? The weather's right.
Yeah.
Make the run?
Yeah, how about that? You know, you got,
well, that's
you got,
what these
you got five
guys,
or six
that's what,
buddies together, and you've all been wanting to do it. Just go for it. Make
that's
a trip.
What started this whole thing is all these Santa Anas we've been having. You know, the boats are going, hey, let's go out there and take a look. And to their surprise, it's been good fishing. Great fishing.
It was funny hearing yesterday J.J. Gerritsen talking about how calm the conditions are in July off of Oregon and Washington.
Right,
so that's like, he says, way calmer than here in July, right?
I kept cracking myself up hearing that. We're like, well, isn't it cold and freezing? He's like, no, you guys don't understand. It's nice up there, but you just can't get that out of your mind that it's the you're fishing in Antarctica. You know, you get above Point Conception, you might as well be in at the North Pole.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that, Leroy.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Matt. Matt's calling us from Newport this morning. Matt, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. Great to hear from you. Great show. I'm going on a day and a half this weekend, and my dilemma is, do I go to a boat targeting the Cortez Banks or Colonnette? Now I'm going to get to go on one trip this whole winter.
What would you
guys? That's a tough call,
man.
That's a dilemma.
Yeah, right?
Boy, yeah.
What would you do? I mean, it's an individual thing.
If you're wanting tuna, I'd be going to the Cortez. But if you're wanting a combination of rock fishing, yellowtail fishing, the yellowfin, things like that, I mean, they've been catching a little bit of tuna down there now, too. And that's a tough one. You got a lot.
What would you do? What would you personally do? Somebody said you can have either trip.
Yeah.
I know what I'd do.
I think I'd take Colonnette.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think I like catching yellowtail more than just about any fish there is. That's like one of my favorite things to do. But how can you pass up catching a bluefin in February? When are you going to ever get to say that again?
Yeah.
I think I'd have to
if
go
I
a
was
day and
you,
a half
yeah. I think fish. What I would do is reach into your pocket and pull out a quarter
and
flip it. Head to tail. I mean, God darn it.
And then pick the right day, make sure you have the weather, weather window, and then go fishing.
I mean, it's just like, wow.
Now that we've totally confused you.
Yeah, exactly.
Either way, you're going to win, Matt.
Yeah, they're not a bad decision.
Sounds great. Thanks,
guys. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Paul. Is this the Paul in Santee we were just talking about? Their first bluefin on the Tribute. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is that true? So you won that trip last Sunday on Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks, I did.
Mike, on the Tribute. You went out Wednesday, and that was your first tuna trip.
That was my first trip ever to catch tuna. So I hadn't caught it.
You're hooked.
At that point.
Yeah, that's so cool, Paul.
That's a great.
That was an epic trip, and you know, it was amazing to see, you know, how much bluefin was out there. I mean, Captain Jake was saying there was just, you know, giant schools underneath the boat, and they were definitely line shy. I mean, we were fishing with 15, 20 pounds, and you know, it was a little tough to get bit at first, but at one point in the afternoon, it turned wide open, and just about everybody was hooked up.
Wow.
That's so cool.
That's serious fun on light line.
Ah, it's the best.
Yeah. So what did you catch, Paul?
I ended up with 4 bluefin from 18 up to 23 pounds, and then we went through a school of bonito, and we were catching just monster bonito. They were huge. My largest one went 15 pounds.
Oh, oh my gosh. Bonito? Oh, dude.
And which one fought harder?
Yeah, seriously.
The 15-pound bonito or the 20-pound bluefin?
That 15-pound bonito felt like a 25-pound bluefin.
I'll bet it would. 15 pounds is giant.
That's a giant.
Yeah, it was good. It turned into a sashimi yesterday, so it
very
was
nice.
Actually really good.
Very yeah, nice.
Fresh
well, what
sashimi,
a,
that's a very good fish for that.
Yeah, what a great trip. And, I mean, now you're ready to go back, I'll bet.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I can do enough of those trips now.
That's cool,
Now
Paul.
You're hooked. That's a great story. And if you want to see Paul and one of his bluefin tuna, it's on our website, hookup1090.com. Paul sent some photos in, just like you can send your photos in, and we can feature it on our website. We put it up there. Just to talk about that and the fact that he won that trip right here, thanks to Captain Mike from the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing. And glad you had a good time, Paul.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you guys for the opportunity. It was awesome.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call.
That's cool. All right. We'll jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Mike, who's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Question is, a couple weeks ago on Western Outdoor News, they were focusing on the engine manufacturers and one, I'm not quite sure which manufacturer it was, but they were promoting the two-strokes and saying how good they were now. And can you kind of elaborate on that, please?
Well, yeah, I'm not a big two-stroke fan. You know, they are what they are. They work out pretty good for guys that have older boats that may not be able to take the weight of a two-stroke.
A four-stroke.
As the way, or a four-stroke, and that may be, and this is my opinion, but what I've seen in the industry throughout the years is four-stroke, when it first came out, I got to tell you, I was totally, totally against the whole idea. I thought this was the stupidest thing that's ever happened to four-stroke. And now that it's been out for the length of time it is, it's been absolutely the smartest thing that's ever happened to four-stroke. They're so much more reliable. The engines last so much longer.
And that's one of the keys that you said, the reliability.
Yeah.
You know, like Yamaha says, reliability starts
They're
here.
Quieter. Yeah. It's just a more
Fuel
enjoyable
efficiency.
Experience.
I mean, when you're out on the ocean, you want
right.
reliability.
It's a real thing.
Right?
Yeah.
And two-stroke just doesn't have that reliability that four-stroke has.
I don't think so. You know, they're saying they do. And this is the other thing too. I mean, let's put this into context, right? I don't work on them. Mm-hmm. I don't work on the two strokes anymore. And so I'm probably not the best person to talk to about that. But the reason I don't work on them is because I really, really don't like them that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can always tell too, the smell and the smoke. You can tell when somebody's got a two stroke versus a four stroke. You can smell it, almost.
I wouldn't say
no?
that. The brand new ones,
the new
you know,
ones?
The direct injected motors, those things are pretty clean.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
they're
pretty
they're
well,
real
I guess
clean.
They have to be, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't really smell them or anything. They do have that two-stroke power where they have that real good get up and go out of the hole, but now these new four-strokes are coming out with variable valve timing and stuff, mm-hmm. too. Have kind of taken, you know, they've now got that two-stroke performance out of the hole too.
Now, are we ever going to see a four-stroke outboard that has the two-stroke weight? Because that's one of the big factors.
We're
right?
getting very close. Right
are we
now.
Pretty
the
close?
The 200's there.
Really?
Really?
The new 200 you have on?
That's there.
Yeah.
I mean, a 200 two-stroke versus the new F200 four-stroke. I'm certain it's there within a couple of pounds.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Very good, Mike. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up. All kinds of great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with the boys from Angler Management right here on the Mighty 1090.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I'll tell you what, yo-yo jigging right now, you want to do it right, the Trinidad A is the key.
So lightweight, and then, you know, the big thing is power and speed. Those are two things that are, you know, that you have to have in a good yo-yo jig reel, and a lot of reels have one without the other, but Trinidad A really combined high-speed gear ratio, 6.2 to 1 gear ratio, so that when you're turning the handle, you're able to move the jig incredibly fast, or you're able to just turn the handle at a normal rate of speed that doesn't wear you out, but your jig is still moving faster than the guy next to you. The big thing are those TE gears, that total efficiency, high-speed gearing. When you hook a fish, you have the power to wind through the bite and continue to pull on the fish. You don't bind up and stop like some of the lesser reels.
No question about it. And the size, the weight now, the previous Trinidad was incredible. Now it's even better. It's smaller, lighter, and better. Check it out, the Trinidad A, at your local Shimano dealer.
During Yamaha's Reliability Starts Here sales event, buy an eligible new select Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and get your choice of either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service or up to $2,000 in dealer credit toward purchase of goods or services. This offer ends March 31st, 2015, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. Reliability starts here. Yamaha.
If you're into the water, I mean getting out and going fishing, diving, surfing, shark diving, or kayaking, you need to check out the Islander at islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. In addition, the Islander offers kayak mothership trips, spear fishing trips, and more. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. You won't find a more knowledgeable or well-rounded team than Captain Shane Slaughter, John Conniff, and crew. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
XEPRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
To a home run, Kemp again.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Catch Report Today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. Check out the all-new tuna burger from Fisherman's Processing. You can have some of your fresh tuna made into these great-tasting tuna burgers. They're vacuum-packed and ready to cook right out of the freezer. Check out their Facebook page at Fisherman's Processing for more details, or you can always check fishermansprocessing.com and get yourself all hooked up because they are awesome.
Yes,
very
indeed.
Cool.
Indeed, and a unique product that you can only get from Fisherman's Processing when you bring your fish home.
Very cool idea. And like say, in true Fisherman's Processing fashion, they are ready to go. Just like their fish. You open the package, you go right to the grill. Don't need another thing. Well, hey, let's start off the catch port up at Dana War Sport Fishing. We got Shane filling in for Willie this morning. Good morning, Shane. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Anxious to hear what's going on up there at Dana Wharf.
You know, what a great season, guys. Went from pretty much fishing tuna offshore to catching these yellows right off the beach here. Still keeping the ball rolling with these things. You know, we've been keeping them in the count just about every single day. You know, there's obviously a few slower days here and there dictated towards the skiff pressure and whatnot and some off tides, but still keeping the ball rolling. Giant volumes of fish down there, just insane. You know, we've been seeing schools just ridiculous amounts of fish down there. So,
so cool.
Been awesome fishing, you know, yo-yo fishing, live bait, dropper loop down to the bottom, a lot of iron fish. It's just been phenomenal season, awesome fishing, great bait. And we've had awesome sardines through the last few months here. It's overall been just a great season here.
Yeah, fantastic. And this week's edition of Western Outdoor News features that amazing yellowtail fishing and an interview with Captain Brian Woolley aboard the Some Fun there, right on the front page of this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. It's front page headlines at Denver Sport Fishing.
Yeah, it's been unreal. You know, we wake up every day excited to get down here and get down to the grounds and get it stuff started here. You know, we also got our half day boats going out every day. Bass fishing's been, you know, decent, good amount of action, you know. Some keepers going in the bags here and there. Got the halibut derby rolling in full speed still, you know. Those guys are out there today. Do some drifts, hopefully put some flatfish on the boat today and keep that stuff going. Jackpot's just getting up there, growing and growing every day. Been a great, great season for us.
That's awesome, Shane. Well, certainly some really good fishing going on. We've got to pinch ourselves sometimes to remember that it's still February going on right now. But certainly some great fishing. If somebody wants to join in on the Yellowtail, the Halibut Derby, all the great stuff you guys got going on at Dana Wharf, how do we do that?
You can check us out on the web, danawharf.com. You know, friendly boat, friendly crew, clean boats, danawharf.com. You can call in the office directly, 949-496-5794. And you can look for that link on the Let's Talk Hookup website. Save yourself a little bit of money next time you guys come out.
Indeed.
Awesome. Great information, Shane. Great job filling in for Woolley. Appreciate that. Glad you guys had such good fishing. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
Thanks Shane. Captain Clowers is on the line. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, guys. Good to be live in the San Diego Bay. Actually, I'm just untinning a fish right now.
All right. They're cool. Biting on the San Diego Bay.
Yeah, it's pretty much wide open this morning. Actually, we stuck a couple of nice sand bass, too, as well. But the bay, you know, the bay is wide open right now. I mean, there's fish back in the back on birds with the little swim baits, the spoons. Right now, we're fishing the gulp in the channel. There's some halibut to be had. And actually, all of the bay sharks are really biting good, too, on the outgoing tides. I get back there in the back and get them going from the high tide. When, as soon as it starts going out on the outgoing tide, we've been getting a lot of leopards and rays and shovel nose and stuff like that. And as you guys know, the yellowtail are all over the coast, like everybody's been talking about. And the good thing is, I guess they got some on bait the other day, got them up to the top. So they're starting to transition around a little bit and get up high in the water column, so that's good news, you know. And the island trips, I've been doing a few island trips, and I'll tell you what, that island trip is phenomenal. You know, we got three yellowtail the other day with, I had five people on board, and we had 50 mixed rock cod. And just phenomenal fishing. And then the lake, you know, the lakes, it's getting ready to start spawning, so the lakes are going to start really going off. We've been catching jigfish early in the morning on black and black, and then the Carolina rig on the rock piles, and the fish are moving from the real deep water on bait to getting ready to start staging. So, I mean, the fishing's phenomenal here in San Diego, and from the bay to the lake to the islands, you know. And it's been a little bit slow, so I'm willing to get some serious discounts to get this boat off the dock, you know. Instead of doing one or two trips a week, I want to be doing four or five, so.
There you go. Well, call Captain Clowers and take advantage of him, is what you're saying, right now.
Absolutely. 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 Like, just for instance, a regular three-quarter day island trip for four, everything included except for your license, is regular at $900. I'm doing them for $750. So.
Wow.
That's awesome.
All you have to do is show up. So.
All right, Al. Well, how do we get a hold of you if you want to go fishing?
619-800-FISH, or go to my website, CaptainClowers.com, or go to Let's Talk Hookup and pull me off of there.
All right, very good. Captain Clowers, appreciate that very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, guys.
All right, thanks, Al. Take care. Special report from Adam aboard the Eclipse. Good morning, Adam.
What's up, Adam?
Hey, good morning. Let's Talk Hookup. How are we doing this morning?
Doing great. You catching some fish?
Yeah, we did. We had a day and a half trip yesterday. We fished down in Colonette, and we had another pretty awesome February trip for 70 yellowtail.
Oh, how cool, man. That's awesome news. Great to hear that deep water yellow is still happening.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to go on a rockfish trip and put 70 yellowtail on the boat.
Yeah, no kidding. And you've been catching link cod, rockfish, good fishing, huh?
Yeah, really good fishing all around. You know, there was a bunch of us down there yesterday, and the weather was kind of tricky yesterday. The current and stuff was racing around, and, you know, there was some boat traffic there, but I think everyone was able to put a pretty good day together on the yellow. So overall, you know, pretty epic February fishing here in San Diego.
And when are you guys going out again on the Eclipse out of Seaforth?
We got a trip coming up Monday. If you guys want to book on that, directly through Seaforth, or you can also go to our website
and we got trips lined up every weekend from here on out. I think we're going to be trying to put a Wednesday trip on as well.
Monday, wow. Monday going back to Colonnette to target those good yellows, Adam?
You know, I believe we're actually going to be fishing out at Cortez. And we're trying to get a little piece of both of the pies this time of year. So, and there's some good bluefin to be had out there. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Monday night, fish Tuesday, back Wednesday morning. Call C4 Sport Fishing or check EclipseSportFishing.com.
You got it.
All right, Adam.
Give us a call in the office, 619-995-6880.
Good job, Adam. Thanks a lot from the Eclipse. Keep getting them. Appreciate the report this morning. Another big event yesterday was Captain Ron's kids fishing event, and Captain Ron's got a fish report for that. Good morning, Captain.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys. Well, yesterday was stellar. You know, Friday night we had a camp out, and with this beautiful weather we're having here in February, my God, the lake was full of people. We had, I don't know how many people camped, but there was tents everywhere. We had a big pizza feed and a seminar. And then yesterday's event was just so many kids. There was well over 500 kids. And I think the final count was there was right around 600 trout were caught yesterday. Beautiful. Nice big Nebraska tailwalkers. It was just fun by all. 7-year-old girl won grand prize with a 4.54. Her name was Bailey Woodward. 7-year-old girl got grand prize yesterday, Pete.
Well, 7 years
so
old.
Rad.
How
Good
big
job,
was the
Ron.
Fish?
4.54. 4.5 pounds.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's a big fish.
It was one of, you know, Jim came out from Friends of Rollo and it just blew him away. He couldn't believe it. He had such, he was a kid. He's a kid at heart, you know. When he saw that going down, he couldn't believe it. We had so many prizes and San Diego Rod and Reel came out and cooked like 1,400 hot dogs. And
boy, you had some hungry kids.
Well, we feed all the parents and the kids. You know, these events are a family event. It's like America at its finest when you can put everybody in a park, have that much fun, and all the parents and the participation. And, you know, this wouldn't happen without the sponsorship of Paul Eder in Ford Motor Company from Alcohol and Ford. They fund this event. They've been there for 15 years. Paul is a real leader in his community, and you know, you should think about that. You can think about what he does in his community, and when it comes time to buy a car, go see those guys at Alcohol and Ford.
Oh yeah, it's a great place, and Paul is just a super guy, and to support that. And Ron, you get well, get back on the boat. And congratulations on yet another successful Poway Youth Derby 20th. How about that?
So
huh?
Cool.
Appreciate
Good
that,
job,
Ron.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Terrafin charts give you the latest in water conditions, and they help you catch more fish and save fuel. Terrafin charts are helpful all year round to help find the best water conditions. You can check out the new and improved Terrafin mobile app for your Apple or Android device. Now you can take Terrafin with you everywhere you go, all for the same low price. For more information, you can check out Terrafin.com. It's an awesome mobile device.
Oh,
I use that thing every
really,
time,
really
especially
good.
If you have a tablet or something with us, or your iPhone or your Android phone for that matter. But you can download the charts before you go, and then while you're out there, it basically shows the position of your boat on the chart. You can set the thing up on your console and watch your boat drive into the warm water. It's such an
pretty
awesome
cool deal.
Advantage.
You use it, Bob?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We use it. We have that new Navnet, or not Navnet, the new Furuno.
Oh, Furuno.
It's that new Furuno touchscreen.
Oh, yeah.
And our iPads talk with our main unit.
Oh, no way.
And we use the Terrafin all at the same time.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, it's really upped our game.
I'll bet. That's awesome.
It really has. It's helped us out a lot. We've been using it a lot here for this local yellowtail stuff. When we can get a good shot, I mean, you can see where the warm water is, and that's where I head to first. I go to where the warmer water is for this yellowtail stuff. And like whether it's at Del Mar or if it's in La Jolla or the 270 or whatever, and it seems to be working for us.
It's working. You're catching fish.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a good tip. Well, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. You want to get through for the first time this morning. Here's your chance. 877-792-1090. Open right now.
Jeffrey in Rosarito, you're up next. Good morning, Jeffrey. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning. I've got a couple, three questions. I've got an old 2004 25 horse Yamaha with a carburetor on it. It's only had 14 hours plus in salt water. It's only been about 10 minutes of that. What kind of a problems am I looking at from not using it? And do they use Nevisease or Anti-Seize compound on their newer motors now?
Well, let me take the first part of that. The worst problem you're going to have with not using that motor is you're not going to catch very many fish.
That's right.
But other than that, you know, as long as you take and, what I highly recommend on any carbureted four-stroke motor, I don't know of a single one that I wouldn't recommend this on. They don't say it from the factory, but it's what's working for me. Drain the carburetor completely out when it's going to sit. If you do that, if it's going to sit for any length of time, if you do that, you won't have problems. Where the problems are with those things is the carburetors. They get plugged up, and once they get plugged up, sometimes you cannot clean them. They just, there's no way to do it.
Fuel sitting in the bowls of the carburetor.
Yeah,
and
they
get gummy
so
and
gummed up that you just can't get into the places that it's gummed up and clean it out. And you have to replace carburetors, and carburetors are very expensive for them. So, you know, just and I do recommend either Ring Free or Stabil or those type of products. They do help a lot, but still you have to drain the carburetor. If you don't, if all you do is run it out of gas, there's still a half inch of gasoline
in
at the bottom of the carburetor that's going to varnish up.
There you go.
So how do you get the rest of that out? You
just there's a drain screw at the bottom of the carburetor that you can open up and drain it completely.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Jeffrey.
All right. How about next up? We talked to Tom, calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, guys. Hey, yesterday was the you talk about endless summer. Yesterday it was the endless hot dog out at Lake
So
Tower.
You're the one that ate all those hot dogs.
Well, he only had 1350.
That's right. I held myself down. Actually, what was great, I'm telling you, the I do have a question about yo-yoing for yellow tail, but the San Diego Rod and Reel Club, those guys are like a precision drill team. One gal makes the punch, another guy boils the hot dogs to warm them up. They burn the charcoal for a couple hours of the wood to set it up. They set up a condiments table. They have hot chili. I'm telling you, I've never seen so many people come through and have hot dogs and big smiles. And
do good things.
That's cool.
They do, really.
And the
you
prizes,
know.
I'm telling you, Turner's and so many other people donated in addition to the Ford dealership. They had to have over 100 rods and reels they donated and all types of basketballs and all other prizes. These kids, it was 2-hour auction with, I think it was Mike Long calling it out, and then Jim, he pinch hit for a while. These kids, when their number's called, they come running down to get their prize. It was just amazing. And the little girl who won grand prize, I mean, half the prizes were won by girls yesterday. They had three categories. First, second, third for, I think, under 7, 7 to 11, 11 to 13 or 15, whatever.
Very
and
nice.
Half the winners were girls. It was amazing.
That's cool. So you have a yellowtail question.
Yeah, I was lucky. I went out yo-yo. I went out on Wednesday on the new Seaforth and got a 25-pound yellowfin or yellowtail. It was beautiful.
God, it must have been biting.
Oh, yeah. 60 in the morning. 60.
That's great.
You know, the scheduled load the day before was about 11 anglers. And, well, as you know, when the word gets around the waterfront, 40-some friends show up. But what's the temperature? That fish was so beautifully firm coming up from 200 to 300 feet. What's the difference in the water temperature from, say, the surface down that deep, would you guess?
Right now, I'll tell you, with the El Ninos that we're having right now, it's not much. It's not much. That's the reason why these fish are here.
Yeah.
It's the divers I've been talking to are telling me that it's hardly any different.
Not much
down
of a thermal
really?
Climb.
No kidding.
Yeah, there's hardly a thermal
But
climb.
Nobody's diving
and
300 feet.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would sure think it'd be a lot colder.
You know,
the
equipment I use, I can usually see thermal climbs real good on my meter, and I haven't been able to see a thermal climb now in months and months.
Well, it's all that red crab that you see just
That's
like
what you're seeing,
tonnage
yeah.
of that. Yeah.
A ton of
it's
red
everywhere.
Crab.
And one of the things, that when that stuff feeds on that red crab and it's that deep water winter fish, tastes so good. So a lot of fat in it. It's just, it's really, really
These fish remind me of the big fish that we catch in the on the in the deep water in Loretto and stuff.
Yeah.
When Loretto's going off.
So cool.
We're getting all of their fish right now, guys. I mean, really, this is an opportunity for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Get out there, go fishing, no matter how you can do it.
And here's a classic example. Even Tom from San Diego caught a 25-pounder, so come on.
It's biting.
Yeah. It's biting, man. Thanks
a
lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. Like Pete said, it's been a crazy busy morning. This is your best shot to get through 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Come to your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman for the latest in guns, the hottest fishing products, and the best shooting gear. With 17 Southern California locations, including two in San Diego County, Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prizes and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Every week, you can check out fantastic specials on fishing, hunting, and shooting gear by logging on to their website at turners.com. Or better yet, stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
What's that slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This fishing season, you can get your hands on the edge the top pros like Steve Lasley and Jim Kingsmill use to catch more fish. A pair of the new Fraser Optics Bi-Light Gyro-Stabilized Binoculars. This next-generation lightweight 14x40 gyro-stabilized binoculars are ideally suited for any offshore fishing adventure. And when you get them from GyroPros.com, it comes along with the personal assistance from professional captains like Steve and Jim. GyroPros.com is your direct link to Fraser Optics, not a mass retailer with thousands of products. GyroPros.com specializes in making sure you get the right binocular to help you catch more fish. And now, if you use the code HOOKUP at checkout, you save $100 on a pair of the new Fraser Optics Super Lightweight Bi-Light Binoculars. Check it out! GyroPros.com. Use the code HOOKUP at checkout and get $100 off a fishing tool that could be more important than your meter this summer. That's GyroPros.com. Enter the code HOOKUP and save $100 on the amazing Fraser Optics Bi-Light Binoculars.
The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015.
2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular, too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.